I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 12th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 32. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. The Holy Spirit coming down from heaven in the form of a dove and settling upon Jesus Christ. Oh, what a beautiful picture. You know, early this morning, it was still very dark and misty. We're having beautiful rain on the farm at the moment. I walked out of my house and into my prayer room. And in the shadow, I saw a beautiful pair of turtle doves. And there was such a peace about that picture. And you know, they say that a turtle dove only mates once in his life. So if you kill his partner, he remains alone for the rest of his life. I looked up the meaning of the word turtle dove and his characteristics. And it says he is a harmless bird. He represents innocence, powerlessness, meekness, and humility. Don't we need that in the world today, my dear friend? The sign of peace is the turtle dove. I remember like yesterday as a very young man when we had just arrived on the farm, Shalom. I was just about to have my breakfast in the morning. And in those days, we had the old phone that you had to crank the handle. And there was two signs, two shorts, one long. That was your call sign. And the phone rang. And I picked the phone up. And it was the deeds office in Pretoria saying, you have to give us the name of your new farm that you have just bought. And I had no idea what we were going to call this farm. So I shouted through to the bedroom. Jill was doing something in the bedroom. I said, Jill, we need a name. We need a name for the farm. And she shouted back, Shalom. Yeah, well, that's the name of this farm. Now, Shalom means peace in Hebrew. And of course, the Prince of Peace is often represented by the Holy Spirit. I want to say to you today, let us go out. And when people are aggressive and when people are fearful and when people are ugly, let us represent the Holy Spirit. Let there be peace in our hearts. Oftentimes, people come to Shalom to visit us, and as we greet them, sometimes they burst into tears, and we say, why are you crying? And they say, we don't know why we are crying. And I'm hoping that they can also feel the peace of Jesus Christ in this place. Today, let's go out and represent the Prince of Peace, the soon coming King, Jesus Christ. God bless you and goodbye.